are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Hey, do you all have your LA Talk Radio app? Well, it's free, so go get it now. And like I like to say, every Sunday night, take me to bed with you at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. We've got a great guest tonight. Well, with over 500 million books sold in 40 different countries, translated to as well, 40 different languages, Jackie Collins is going to join me. But we have to talk about some things right now. Hot topics, Ronan.
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls, pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on.
We're going to pick a topic and we're going to drop it on Max and Friends. Last week, I had Charles Wrestler, remember, hashtag Dreammaker on. We are all about making dreams come true here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. So if you have a dream and you want to make it come true, tweet me at Max Tucci, hashtag Dreammaker, because we're going to make things happen in the lives of you who want your dreams to become a reality. I always say dream bigger. So this whole, I would like to call it like a revolution almost going on with Dreammaker and Charles Wrestler has happened. And, you know, since then I've been getting tweets and I've been tweeting people, and we played a song last week called It's Only Love by Paul Luftnegger. Well, here's the story, okay? We're going to break it down on Hot Topics. It's a human rights campaign we got to talk about. So go to hrc.org. It's about a young boy in Arkansas. His name is Taylor Ellis. And for some reason, the Arkansas high school refuses to publish Taylor's bio because he's gay. So we need to talk about that, because who are people to tell us what's right or wrong in their book, in their perception? We have to really just love one another and let people grow and be. You know, Ricky Martin said recently, when's the day going to come where we're not labeled gay, where we just love one another? We don't have to come out. We just have to love one another. So I'm on that love thing. And if you guys want to talk about love, and if you want to help Taylor, then definitely go right now to hrc.org, because there you can help make a change. And hopefully Taylor's story will be the last one that we hear of. So Taylor, there's a purpose for you, and whatever you're going through right now, just know where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And all of you, you're supposed to be here tonight on Max and Friends, right here at LA Talk Radio, because Jackie Collins is joining us. We're going to talk about her book, her new book, The Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook. And of course, this is good and juicy because it's Confessions of a Wild Child. Are you a wild child? Do you have some, maybe you have some juicy sex questions you have for Jackie Collins? Maybe you're a diehard fan and you want to know more about her private life? Well, tweet me at Max Tucci, hashtag Max and Friends. And of course, make a little tweet, too, to Jackie J. Collins. That's her Twitter handle. And we're going to talk about it tonight on Max and Friends. But until then, we're going to play a song. It's Only Love. And when we're back, the divine Miss Jackie Collins on Max and Friends. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was It's Only Love by Paul Lufnegger, and that's for Taylor. Taylor, keep strong. We're in this with you together. Human Rights Campaign, HRC.org. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you're in the room, it's time to get out. Well, not really, because the new book is for you. But we're going to talk sex, we're going to talk food, we're going to talk life, we're going to talk love with a woman who you all know, because 500 million books sold, you have to know. Of course, the name, not only is it fun to say, but it's fantastic to have the one and only Miss Jackie Collins on Max and Friends. Welcome to Max and Friends, Jackie Collins.
Thank you, Max. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm wonderful. And I'm so excited to have you on tonight, because I can't say your name without saying Jackie Collins. It's Jackie Collins.
Well, I'm excited to be here. It's really fun.
Well, what's fun is we get to say what we want. So we have some wonderful Twitter questions. We have some wonderful questions from myself. And the streets are talking about your new book, Confession of a Wild Child.
Confessions of a Wild Child. It's all about Lucky Santangelo as a teenager. And, you know, I wrote it as a young adult book. And when I delivered it to my publishers, they went, oh, no, 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 this book is for everybody. It's Lucky. You know, she's such a popular character. Everybody will want to read it. And what's great is everybody's reading it from, like, you know, 14 upwards. And it's kind of fun because it takes Lucky on a trip to discover about drugs, sex, rock and roll, and boys.
How you doing? It sounds like a good life.
Yeah, I know. And there's also an audio of it out, which is kind of fun because it's read by Sidney Poitier's daughter. And she's a wonderful, actually, her name is Sidney Tamaya Poitier. Yes. And she's a wonderful reader. And so the audio is fun, too.
The audio is fun. Now, with the book Confessions of a Wild Child, does it mirror your youth?
You know, I didn't realize when I was writing it, but when I read it through when I was finished, I thought, you know, I did a lot of those things in that book, and they're kind of wild. You know, she goes, she runs away from school when she's 15. She goes to a Greek island with her friend Olympia Stanilopoulos. She ends up in the south of France. She's, you know, meeting all these different boys and experimenting, and I guess I did all those things. And it was great.
It was great, and you're still doing them, right?
Well, you know, I think that Confessions teaches girls a lot, because today you look around and you ask, you know, you'll ask a teenage girl, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she goes, oh, I want to be famous. And I want to teach girls that there's so much more than waiting for a guy and wanting to be famous. I want them to be strong. I want them to be positive. I want them to have a goal in life. And that's what Lucky Santangelo has, and that's why she's such a great character to write about.
And she's a great role model because, listen, let's tell the truth. That 13-year-old, 12-year-olds nowadays, especially with Twitter and Instagram, they know about sex. They know more about boys than boys know about boys, right?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they can find out anything they want to find out. And in a way, it's a great thing. And in a way, it's not so great because, you know, the mystery has been taken away from, well, not so much romance, but from getting together. I mean, kids don't get together anymore. They just hang out, or they're on their iPads, or they're, you know, texting back and forth, or they're eye chatting. They're doing all those things instead of going out on an exciting, fabulous date, you know?
Right.
I guess dating is old-fashioned. It's just hanging out.
Dating has become old-fashioned. You know, I have a niece who's 13 years old, and I tell her, Lily, take your nose out of that iPhone, and unless you're going to find a boy and take him on a date. Is it okay for girls to take boys on dates these days?
I think girls can do whatever they want, and that's always been my motto. Girls can do anything, and I believe it very strongly because I really want them to be strong, you know, not just, I mean, I have godchildren that were staying with me when I was writing Confessions of a Wild Child, and they would go out to the clubs, and they'd come home, and they'd say, oh, you should see some of the girls there. And they dragged me out one night. And these girls, like, are wearing skirts that are so short that they're almost like belts, and they're drunk. And so, you know, they're going to go off with any guy, and you're going to say to them, you want to say to them, that's not the way to get a guy, you know? Mm-hmm. They'll have no respect for you. You've got to, like, you know, base a relationship on being with somebody that you like, not just a one-night stand.
Right, and that respects you.
Yeah, exactly. Or that you have something in common with, that you can talk to, that it's not just sex. It's not just, you know, I've always written about the double standard, and I want women to be so sexually equal to men, but it hurts, you know what I mean? Because I get so frustrated when I see that they're not. But I'm glad to see that in movies now, you know, like The Hunger Games, we're getting strong heroines, and that's great.
Right, we need them. We definitely need them. Now, let's get into Lucky's character real book, because, you know, I've read your books. I love the books, and they grab you and they hold you. And that's the kind of reading that I like, to be held. And then to go through a journey with over 30 books now that you have. But with Lucky's childhood, you know, she discovers her mother's murdered body in the family swimming pool. And she was a young girl. So mentally, obviously, this must have tormented her.
Well, of course it did. And her father, who is, you know, was a gangster,
Gino.
Then becomes legitimate, Gino the Ram. And, you know, he really mourns the loss of his wife, but he's also a womanizer. And when his wife is gone, there's all these different women coming through Lucky's life. And he keeps her very closeted with her gay brother in Bel Air Mansion and doesn't allow her any freedom. So when she gets freedom, when she goes to boarding school in Switzerland, oh, she's ready to rock and roll. I can tell you that.
And she needs to rock and roll. She's like Rapunzel. Let your hair down, Rapunzel.
Exactly. Because I have a philosophy in life. If you're not married, you can do anything you want to do as long as you're careful. When you're married, be faithful. You know, the late Louis Moore called me a raunchy moralist, and I guess that's what I am.
Well, you know what? Better to be called that than not to be called nothing at all. Right?
You're so right. Yes, absolutely. And you know what, Max? I love what I do. I have a passion for writing. As you just said, I've written 30 books, and I'm a school dropout. And I say to anybody listening out there, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Because I dropped out of school. I was bottom in everything except composition. I came top in composition, and I wanted to tell stories more than anything else and create strong women characters.
Which you've done very well. Now, speaking of, you know, there's millions of writers, and especially now with all self-publishing, we talk about it often here. There's so many writers. To say someone's an imitator, you couldn't, because you cannot imitate Jackie Collins. But the point with the question is that what makes you so different from all the writers to be able to take a character and then bring us through this journey with them? What is it inside of you that inspires you to do this?
I think I wanted to create, you know, I grew up reading Harold Robbins and Mickey Spillane, and the women were always in the kitchen or the bedroom. It was cooking or sex, and I thought, there's no equality there. So I wanted to create a really strong female character like Lucky Santangelo. And women say to me all the time, you know, oh, I broke up with my boyfriend, and I was lying on the floor in the bathroom, and I was crying and everything, and then I thought, what would Lucky do? And I got up, and I got out there again, you know? So she does inspire women. And people say to me, oh, how old is Lucky? And I go, oh, how old is James Bond? Because when you create a character, you create a character that is timeless.
Right, Dorian Gray. They're whatever age you want them to be. Now, speaking of, you know, that's a great segue, because we actually had a question from a great Twitter fund, Sharon. And Sharon wants to know, she broke up in a relationship. Let me get this tweet right. I broke up in a relationship, and I've been alone now for 3 months. Okay. What are your thoughts on sex toys?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, you know, if there ain't a guy around, there's nothing wrong with having a few sex toys around. But if she wants to meet guys, she should do things like go to the gym, go to the library. She can take her sex toys with her if she wants. But there's no... there's no, you know, kind of thing that says she can't. And she should meet another guy. Get back on the horse, as they say.
Right. You know what I say to you, Sharon? If you're looking for a man that's going to buy you caviar and steak dinner, then you've got to go to places where caviar and steak dinners are sold.
Yeah, exactly. So, don't hang out at the, you know, supermarket. Well, the supermarket is actually good on weekends. Ladies, you should go to the supermarket on weekends, because that's when all the single guys or the divorced guys hit the supermarkets to do their shopping. A Saturday morning, 11 o'clock. Very good. Good time to go.
Very good. All right, Jackie.
I think we'll hear from Sharon in a year's time to say she met the guy of her dreams at a supermarket and now they're married.
I hope she meets him in the meat department, Sharon.
No, try out the melons first.
There you go, right?
Yeah.
Mary, try out the melons. Well, that leads me into my question. Is Lucky going to come out with the sex toy line?
You know, I never thought of that, because she has this fabulous husband, Lenny Golden, and he's actually her third husband, and they've been married for quite a while now. They have fantastic kids. They have Bobby Santangelo Stanilopoulos, who is a really, you know, he owns clubs across America, and he's got this girlfriend who's an assistant DA, and then she has Max, your name, who
is her daughter.
who is a wild child who's becoming the it girl of Europe. So I don't know if she has time to come out with a sex line of toys, but she is coming out with a cooking book called The Lucky Santangelo Cookbook.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment because I've received a copy of it, and I've got to tell you, it comes out April 8th, but people, hello, everybody. This is the cookbook. You know what's great about it is that I love the pictures, and I love – it's got that story in it too, and the recipes are good. But we'll talk about that in a minute because we've got another great Twitterer who's tweeting us live right now, and they would like to know, Jackie Collins, with the book – American Star is my favorite book.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who was the male model on the cover?
Oh, he's so gorgeous, isn't he? I mean, I think I cut out his face. All you see is those incredible abs. Pretty hot, right?
Time to do some laundry.
You know, I loved writing American Star because I always call it my most romantic book because it's like if Brad Pitt didn't exist and there was a Brad Pitt out there somewhere in the boondocks and he got on a bus and came to Hollywood and you followed his career. In American Star, that's what happens to Nick Angel. He's a kid who's living in the Midwest and gets caught up in all kinds of situations, and he gets on a bus and goes to Hollywood. First, he stops off in Chicago, and then he becomes a huge movie star. And it happens. You know, it happens to people. They do that. I mean, it's the luck of the draw. Not every kid who gets on a bus and comes to Hollywood makes it, but a lot of them do, you know. If you ask people like Ashton Kutcher, you know, he started off modeling in some little town somewhere. So did Josh Duhamel. So you never know. You never know what's going to happen. And so that's what happens in American Star. And it's just out on ebook. So anybody who wants to follow the, you know, trail of a guy who has nothing and gets everything, then American Star is for you.
American Star is for you. Now, you've become an American star. Did you think that that bus ride or that plane ride to Hollywood was going to bring you to where you are today?
You know, you never know in life. I first came to Hollywood when I was 15 and was expelled from school, and my sister was making movies in Hollywood. And I came to Hollywood and I thought, this is home. I'm coming home. I love this place. I've always loved movies. I've always loved, writing to movie stars when I was a kid, saying, please send me an autographed picture, which is why on my website, JackieCollins.com, I have a section for autograph requests, and I personalize every autograph to, you know, the person who's written to me. And people write me the most wonderful notes. They really, they send me these incredible emails. And I do my homework. I call it my homework. I sit in front of a favorite television show and sign all the pictures every Saturday night.
Ooh, well, you know, I'm going to have to ask you for a signed copy of the Lucky Santangelo cookbook. But speaking of TV shows, the word on the street is that you love TV and you're a massive TV junkie.
I'm a total junkie. I mean, I'm obsessed. This weekend I binged on The Voice. I think The Voice is incredible. I think the banter between Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, Shakira, and Usher is so genuine and great. And it's the best singing show on television. Then I like things like The Blacklist, which is kind of, you know, very dark and crazy, and The Following, which is also very dark. Then I love Parenthood, which is really good for families to watch together. Then there's some great, you know, comedy shows like Mom is very funny, and The Goldbergs is hilarious.
And what about Real Housewives?
Well, they're not so real, are they?
No, not at all.
I mean, I call it like, the screaming women of Housewives land. I kind of like the originals best, you know, the Orange County ones, because they were where it all started. And but the rest of them, I mean, these fights, is that all these women are going to do? Fight? They fight and they go on vacation. Another fight and they go on another vacation. And it's kind of like watching a car crash.
And, you know, they're not even going to good destinations.
No. Yeah. I mean, one day they'll all get lost in a jungle.
Exactly. That'll be the best thing that could happen to them. But have you seen the show Blood, Sweat, and Heels?
Oh, yes, I've seen that. That's kind of crazy, too. But what I'm obsessed with at the moment is the online dating of the American male, which is funny.
Isn't
I mean, I call that my car crash television. So I watch all these great shows because there's great shows like The House of Lies and, you know, so many good shows on television. And then you can watch car crash television just, you know, before you're going to bed or something.
Now, have you ever thought about being in a reality show or like a docuseries?
No, I have been asked many times, and it's not for me. I like to be behind the camera. I've, you know, produced all my own movies and miniseries, and I'm in negotiations at the moment to make a miniseries. Well, not a miniseries, more like a 13-part series of a remake of Hollywood Wives. So how fun would that be?
Oh, it has to happen. It has
to
happen.
Yeah, I think it would be great. And also Confessions of a Wild Child has been optioned for a movie, so I'm working on that also.
Now, who would star in Confessions of a Wild Child?
I would do a nationwide search for the young lucky. I would put up billboards in all the major cities across America. Who is the young lucky? And then I would put a place on my website where they could send in their tapes and or their audio, you know, CDs or DVDs. Mm-hmm. And then I would discover a new lucky.
And discovering a new lucky. That's the reality show right there.
I know. It would be great. Because, you know, in the original miniseries, Lady Boss, no, the original miniseries was Lucky Chances, and Lucky's mother, who is floating in the swimming pool dead, but she has plenty to do before that, was played by Sandra Bullock.
Right.
See, yeah.
We're getting the scoop here tonight.
Yes.
We are getting the scoop here tonight with Jackie
you
Collins.
You certainly are. And Lucky, at 5 years old, was played by Elizabeth Moss, from Mad Men.
Wow.
I know, isn't that crazy?
You're starting the careers of those that are in movies now.
I know. It's fun. Yeah, I love it.
Now, speaking of fun, with the new cookbook, the Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook, which is out April 8th, around the corner, people have been asking for it, and you finally delivered. What made you deliver this hot dish of scrumptious collection of original recipes?
You know, I was sitting at my desk one day, and I thought, what would be fun to give back to the fans? People have been so good to me over the years. They've followed me, you know, through 30 books, and they're still there, and I've got all these young fans coming up. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun to do a cookbook? Because Lucky, you know, it kind of came to me because she makes meatballs all the time or an Italian dish. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I will just work on some of the dishes that I love to cook. And I'm going to come up with fabulous illustrations of Lucky, which I hired an illustrator styled them. Yeah, I styled the clothes and the jewelry that she wears. And then I started to write these little scenes. And then I started to talk about what music you might want to play when you have the peaches with Cointreau, or when you have, you know, the meatballs or the... Oh, in fact, I did my first cooking segment last week on the Queen Latifah show, which is going to air on April the 16th, and it was hilarious. I made the meatloaf. And we had a few fans there, and they were tasting it, and they loved it. And then there's the Jackie Collins drink that Wolfgang Puck created for me. But it's a fun book, isn't it? It's not just a cookbook. It's a fun book with fabulous recipes and a lot of other things going on in the book, and I think it's a great gift for people. I wanted to get it out in time for Mother's Day.
It's a fabulous gift for Mother's Day, and what I'm letting you all know, everyone, because I'm holding the book right now in my hands, of course, New York Times bestselling author Jackie Collins is my guest tonight, and the book is, I love it, the Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook. The recipe that I'm going to do tomorrow is the shrimp in lemony coconut milk.
Oh, you are going to love it. And all the recipes are fairly easy to make.
Yes, it's so simple.
I tried to make them simple. You know, I took recipes from my best friends. A lot of them are my recipes. A lot of them are my mom's recipes. And, you know, I love the book. I think it's so much fun. And it's a book that will give back to people because they can keep it around. And it's not just a novel that you read. It's something that you'll have and you can really enjoy.
You know, this, I call you the world's author because this book is the kind of book where, ladies, if you don't know what to do when you're going, and you should never go to a party empty-handed, bring a bottle of wine and bring the Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook, because I could just see this right now, a bunch of women in the kitchen having fun, talking sex, talking books, talking Jackie Collins. And right?
I love it, Max. You know, you're absolutely right, because it's much cheaper than taking a fabulous flower arrangement.
It is. And it's easier to get because you could just click it on the internet and get it in the mail and just get it is the point of the book. You know, I'm ordering one for my mother because she gets together with her girlfriends and they always talk about sex and food, and it's the perfect. Yeah. So I'm a total fan of it, and I'm so happy that I actually have a copy, because the release date, everyone, is April 8th. Of course, JackieCollins.com. You can get all the 30 books that Jackie has written and be inspired to email Jackie and tweet her and go on this fabulous journey that you're part of right now.
I am now, Jackie J. Collins on Twitter, And I will love to hear from people. Yeah.
And Instagram.
Now, yeah, I love Instagram. That's so fun.
I love Instagram, too. Is it possible that we could have you come just stay with us? I have to play a quick song, but will you hang out with us for another?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. We're going to play this song tonight, everyone, for Jackie Collins. It is Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, I love that. Marvin Gaye. Yes.
Stay tuned. We'll be back. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, for my fabulous guest, the one and only Miss Jackie Collins, who's here tonight talking about two fabulous books, Confessions of a Wild Child, and of course, the Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook. How you doing, Jackie Collins?
I'm doing great. I love me some Marvin Gaye.
Oh, well, that's for you. I said, we need to play Jackie a song because that song, you know, it gets you in the mood, right?
It really does. And he's such a fabulous singer and he has such an interesting life. I'm waiting for them to do a movie of his life, which I think would be great.
Absolutely. And sexy as can be, because you know how many babies were made to that song?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Now, speaking of sexy, who's on your hot list right now, Jackie Collins?
My hot list. Well, female-wise, I always love Angelina Jolie. I think she's fantastic. And I like Jennifer Lawrence a lot. I think she's really hot. I love Bradley Cooper. He's great. I love Tony Goldwyn on Scandal. He's amazing. And Scott Foley, who's also on Scandal. I think they're great. So I think they're really hot. Yeah, all of them.
And who would be for you, Jackie Collins?
Who would be for me? I don't know. I have to think about that one.
Think about and tweet it. That's how we play that
exactly.
game.
That's a good idea. You know, I love tweeting and asking my Twitter followers who they think is hot. I mean, because it's a good question. It's always nice to have one's finger on the pulse of who everybody thinks is hot and when they think they're hot, you know?
Right.
So I often ask them, who's your favorite television star? What's your favorite television show? Who are you, you know, liking at the moment? It's very interesting. And of course, I'm on Pinterest, where I have photographs of 240 of the hottest guys you've ever seen under smoking hot.
Oh, well, there you go, smoking hot, everybody.
Tweet
us right now, at Max Tucci, who you think is hashtag smoking hot. So, Jackie Collins, let me ask you a question, darling. You know, I love summer, and I've gone through some of your Instagram photos, and we have something in common, I think, that we both have traveled to Portofino.
Absolutely. Portofino was one of my favorite places in the world, and I was lucky enough to go on a private yacht, and we sailed in, and there's this beautiful little place waiting there, looking so gorgeous and fantastic, and it kind of inspired me to write the book before Confessions, which was The Power Trip, which was about a group of really affluent people on a fabulous yacht, and then they get attacked by Somali pirates. So I was kind of going back in time, you know, and thinking, yeah, I can remember that feeling of being on an island, of being somewhere so gorgeous. And I wanted my readers to feel that they could be there with the white sand and the beach and the you know, gorgeous fish and the fantastic views and the sun. And, oh, yeah, you know, I wanted them to be there with me drinking champagne.
Yes. And, you know, the cover of the book, too, is this sexy girl on the yacht pulling in. We'll just say it's Portofino in my mind because it's one of my favorite places.
Yes, and that is out in paperback now. It just came out in paperback. So
you see, and you know, you're also releasing a lot of your books on e-reader as well, aren't you?
I am, because they have not been on e-reader in America, and I wanted to bring them out here, and so many readers have asked me for it. And this month, Hollywood Kids is coming out on e-book, and then next month, it's going to be Rockstar. So, you know, all the people who want to catch up, they can catch up now.
You know, when you love what you do, which is clearly writing for you, because I don't know how to describe it, because it's like the feeling in Italian when you're cooking a meal, you just like it oozes out of you this love and joy. Would you call it joy rising for you to write?
I would say if it was 100 years ago, Max, I'd be sitting around a campfire saying, now let me tell you a story, because I love creating characters, and having created one that's a memorable character like Lucky. I mean, I've done 10 hours of primetime miniseries on NBC television about Lucky. I have written 7 books about her, and she's just a character that will live on, you know? And she's a strong woman, and I'm so glad I've been able to create such a strong woman, such a positive character. She's not a goody-goody character either. She's done some dastardly things in her life, and she's got away with them because she's Lucky Santangelo, and she can.
No regrets, right?
No regrets, no.
Do you have any regrets, Jackie Collins?
I don't. I live my life, you know, every day is an adventure. When you get up in the morning, it's an adventure. You know, you never know what's going to happen next. Last week, we had a huge earthquake here, and you're like, oh, that's a great way to start the week, isn't it? But, you know, everything comes with a price. I mean, I love living in Southern California, but we have earthquakes, we have floods, we have fires. But everywhere across America has something going on, and you never know what is going to be next.
across the world, across the world.
Across the world, yeah. We're
you know, and that's why
America.
We are, and I always say where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be.
Exactly. I agree with you totally. And tomorrow morning, I will be sitting at my desk writing my new book, The Sant'Angelos.
Yes, we have to talk about the Sant'Angelos. Now,
yes.
With this new book, because you write everything longhand, which I think is the best way.
Yes, I do. I still write in longhand. I love that.
Now, why do you still write in longhand?
Because it's immediate. I mean, I'm talking to you now, and I have my manuscript open in front of me. And when you were playing Marvin Gaye, and I was listening to that fabulous music, I actually wrote a couple of sentences. So, you know, it's something that I can do wherever I am. I don't have to depend on a computer, although I do a lot of things on the computer, you know. As you know, I'm very busy on social media, and also research is fantastic on a computer. But to me, writing is writing. It's very organic. You've got to have that felt pen and that empty page, and you're going to fill that page with your handwriting, and I love that.
Now, do you think that this is a gift higher than you that comes through you to the paper?
I think so, yeah, because I never know where my books are going to go. I'm not one of those writers that plan them out. I don't say, oh, this is going to happen then, and this is going to happen then, and I'm going to throw some sex in. No, none of that goes on. My characters take me on a trip, and when I sit down in the morning, I don't know where they're going to take me next.
See, that's the fun way, because when you don't know, then we don't. Then we really
well,
get into
you know, that's
it.
Why people say to me all the time, they say, oh, you know, I picked up The Power Trip, and I couldn't put it down. And I go, well, that's because when I was writing it, I couldn't put my pen down, because I don't know where I'm going next. I don't know where my characters are going to take me.
So what really inspires you to write, to sit down on that blank piece of paper, to have that felt pen in your hand, and then you get that jolt? What inspires that jolt?
Once I start writing, I can't stop. It's getting to the desk sometimes is a problem. But then I might go to the supermarket, because I love supermarkets. I love just strolling through them and buying stuff. And so I'll be in the supermarket, and suddenly I'll come to the stationery aisle, you know, where you see all the pens and the notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go, wait a minute, what am I doing here? I should be home writing. And I'll grab a couple of felt pens, because those are my favorite ones to write with, and, you know, felt tip pens. And then I'll quickly check out, and I'll race home, and I'll start writing.
Now, speaking of writing, we are talking about the Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook and Confessions of a Wild Child. The divine Miss Jackie Collins is my guest tonight on Max and Friends. Thank you all for tuning in. If we didn't get to your Twitter questions, tweet them directly to Jackie at Jackie J. Collins. And if you are so lucky to receive a response, which I think you will, then let us know here at Max and Friends. Jackie, we've got to talk about the book again, the cookbook. What are some of your favorite cocktails?
Oh, well, I really love the Jackie Collins, which was created by Wolfgang Puck, especially for me. And I was going to Vegas to have some contest winners that won a contest to meet me in Las Vegas. And Wolf suggested that he make this drink, because I was on E.T. Entertainment Tonight, and he surprised me with this drink. And I thought, oh, this is fabulous. I can have this cocktail, and it'll be a treat for them in Vegas. But it is one of my favorite drinks. It's vodka, and it's raspberries, and it's a few other things that you mix up and you shake up. And if you go to my website, JackieCollins.com, and you scroll down on the homepage to latest videos, you will come to a video of me making the Jackie Collins in my kitchen.
How much fun is that?
I know. There's three videos there. In one of them, I'm making the Jackie Collins. In another one, I'm making the meatballs. And in another one, I'm making the English roast potatoes, which are one of my absolute favorites. When I was making that video, the cameraman and the producer kept on eating the potatoes. I kept on saying, look, I got to take them out of the oven. Oh, no, they were going, oh, these are the best potatoes ever.
Right? Well, if you all take your iPads into the kitchen and go to JackieCollins.com, someone's in the kitchen with Jackie, and it's going to be you, because you could watch those videos right there on JackieCollins.com. That's a lot of fun to interact with your fans and your listeners and people who adore you. You know, you've been a part of their life and a part of their journey. So a lot of people are tweeting tonight, but I said, I've got to have my time with Jackie.
Well, you know, I must say, the messages that I get from people, I really want to say how much I appreciate them, because they're absolutely fabulous. When they email in for a signed photo, they just send these amazing messages, and I appreciate it so much, and it's so nice. And you know, I don't charge anything for sending them photographs. I know a lot of people do, but it's a pleasure for me to do it. You know, I'm giving something back. And I remember when I was a kid, I would write to Rock Hudson and Tony Curtis in Hollywood and wait, you know, with bated breath for that picture to come in the mail that I was going to put on my wall or put in a book or whatever. And so I think it's a nice thing to do, but I really appreciate the comments that I get.
Yeah, so keep them up, everyone, at Jackie J. Collins on Twitter and on Instagram. Can we play a quick word game, Jackie?
Sure.
All right. When I say the word, your first reaction, Buddha.
Fantastic tranquility.
Ooh, fantastic tranquility. Yes. I see you have a lovely Buddha collection too, don't you?
I do, but I find them very tranquil. I love it. I call myself a hovering Buddhist.
I call myself a Jukaboo. I'm a mix of a Jew, a Christian, and a Buddhist.
I love that. Yeah.
The word leopard.
Ooh, sleek, powerful.
Sleek and powerful. Would you consider yourself a leopard, Jackie Collins?
Well, if I'm going to sound very Shirley MacLaine, I would say that I probably was a leopard or a panther in another life because I have such a strong attraction to them. Once again, I'm sitting at my desk, and in front of me, I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 leopards, all, you know, different kinds, glass ones and bronze ones.
They're fun.
And then behind my desk, there's this huge, beautiful leopard painting.
Oh, beautiful. Now, the word is family.
My daughters. I have three incredible daughters. One of them has recently written a book, which she did publish herself. It's on Amazon, and it's called Playing Along by Rory Samantha Green. And if you like, you know, chick lit and fun books and intelligent books, because she's a really good writer, then you should pick it up. Playing Along by Rory Samantha Green.
Playing Along. We'll have to have her on the show, Jackie.
Oh, yeah, you have to. She's great.
It'll be so much fun.
It's not easy being my daughter, Max, you know, and being a writer. Yes.
Right. But, you know, it's where she's supposed to be right now.
Yeah, and she's forged her own identity. And if you read the reviews up on Amazon, she's had fantastic reviews.
How fabulous. How fabulous. Yeah. Now, the last word that I'm going to give you are purple orchids. Two words.
Oh, you're saying all my favorite things. Purple orchids. They're unusual and they're exotic. And I
like your
love
books.
Them. Yeah, you could say that. Like some of my heroines.
Yes,
because
exactly.
I really often write mixed race heroines because I feel that people of mixed race are probably the most beautiful women and the most beautiful men out there. Mm. It's a combination of.
You know, it's just running through my mind right now that Lucky's going to have this sex line and there's going to be the orchid vibrator, the leopard vibrator.
Hey, you've just come up with a great idea.
the Buddha balls.
I love it. Great. Right? I'll take that under advisement.
I'm thinking about it. And, you know, I was just thinking, too, because this is the first time that Jackie and I are speaking for all my listeners, because it sounds like you and I have known each other, like we're just chipper-dabber.
I know, it does, doesn't it? Yes.
You know, I have a vodka collection, so I think that you have to have the Jackie Collins vodka.
You know, I like that idea, and I was thinking about it the other day. Everybody seems to be having a vodka recently, from, you know, Randy Gerber to P. Diddy. And I drink vodka. My favorite drink of all is vodka and 7-Up and lots of ice.
You
Delicious.
See?
Yeah.
That is a drink. Well, you know, my grandfather owned Oscar's Delmonico's restaurant, Delmonico's in New York.
Oh, really? Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have the Oscar's Delmonico vodka, but I have a great distillery. So if you need the Jackie Collins vodka, we'll talk.
All right. Let's talk, Max. If I like it. I like it.
Okay. I think it'll be a great collection, a great addition to the collection of the Jackie Collins empire.
Excellent. I love it.
Now, before I let you go, I have two more questions. One is, if your mom were sitting here with us right now, how would she finish the sentence, Jackie Collins is?
My mother?
Yes.
Oh, my mother unfortunately passed away before she even saw me write my first book, which is one of the sadnesses in my life because she was a wonderful woman. But I think she would say Jackie Collins is an achiever and she's achieved everything she set out to do.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, she was a beautiful woman.
And, you know, every time you say her name, her spirit shall live. What's your mother's name?
Elsa.
Elsa. Every time you say her name, her spirit lives. I truly believe that.
So I love that. Yes.
We'll just lift the name Elsa up so she's with us here.
Okay,
what do you want your legacy to be, Jackie Collins?
She gave a great deal of people a great deal of pleasure.
And you have given me the ultimate pleasure tonight by being a guest on Max and Friends.
Max, I've loved it. Thank you so much. And
I appreciate
you
your time.
Listeners.
Oh, please. It's our pleasure. Come back anytime. Bring your daughter with you. And of course, like I always say, Jackie Collins, take life to the max.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Max. You have a wonderful rest of the evening.
Likewise. And we'll talk about that vodka after the show.
Okay. All right. Take
All right,
care.
Girl. Be well. Good night, Jackie Collins.
Good night.
Bye. All right, everyone. Well, it's been so much fun having the divine Jackie Collins. Over 500 million books sold. And Jackie took the time out to be on Max and Friends tonight here on LA Talk Radio. The book, Confessions of a Wild Child. Go get it now. And April 8th, the Lucky Sant'Angelo Cookbook is what you need to get every woman for Mother's Day because it is the ultimate. And it's going to be a New York Times bestseller. Watch and see because Jackie Collins is every book New York Times bestseller. Well, it was a pleasure to have her on here tonight on Max and Friends, and it was a pleasure to have all of you tuning in. I love you all for listening, and remember to take life to the max. Jackie Collins, I say thank you, and I bow to you for being a guest on my show tonight. Everyone, take a little time and love somebody this week. Have fun. Good night.